This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad directs security mechanism for effective relief and rescue operations. Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says cabinet will get full safe soon. And US drone strike kills IS planner in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda held a meeting today. Prime Minister Deuba and Chairperson Dahal had a meeting nearly for an hour at Prime Minister official residence in Balwatar this morning. According to Prime Minister Secretariat, the two leaders had a comprehensive discussion on giving complete shape to the government. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad has directed the line ministry officials to get proactively engaged in the rescue and relief operations across the country. Talking to chiefs of security agencies and chief district officers today, Minister Khad directed them to place high alertness in the rescue and relief operations when the monsoon-triggered disasters were inflicting huge loss in the country. The minister further said protecting the life and property of people was the prime task of the government, so all mechanisms should work in tandem to that end. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the cabinet would get full safe soon. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Minister Karki clarified that the cabinet would get full safe soon after holding discussion with other political parties. He said talks are underway with other parties to get them into government for the sake of political stability and sustainable development. The law minister further said discussion would be held on the ordinance relating to political parties in upcoming parliamentary session as it was earlier introduced as per the necessity and compulsion. Foreign Affairs Ministry Department of Consular Services is to provide its services online from tomorrow. The Department of Consular Services said police report certificate or clearance certificate would be provided online from Sunday and other services would also be available online gradually. Acting Director General of the Consular Department, Thon Bahadur Oli, said the police report certificate would be provided online in the first phase as more than 50% of the service seekers come to the department for the clearance service. A woman has been killed while a girl has gone missing at Subhani River, the confluence of ward number 6 and 7 of Bagmati Rural Municipality in South Lalitpur. The 40-year-old local woman drowned in the river flooded with incessant rains for the past 3 days. Chair of ward number 7, Navraj Sanjil, said that an 8-year-old girl has gone missing after being swept away by the river at around 4:30 p.m. on Friday. According to local resident Uddab Ghimire, the deceased woman has been identified as Sanju Singtan, while the identity of the missing girl has not been ascertained yet. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Sudhir Paschim Province and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of rest of the province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The US military says it believes it has killed a planner for the Afghan branch of the Islamic State group in a drone strike in the east of the country. The suspected member of the ISK group was targeted in Nangarhar province. The ISK said it had carried out an attack outside Kabul airport on Thursday that may have killed as many as 170 people, including 13 US troops. A mass airlift has been underway at the airport since Taliban militants overran the capital this month. According to a new report, the U.S. intelligence community has been unable to determine the origins of COVID-19 and is split on whether it leaked from a lab or developed in nature. The report issued by the office that oversees the nation's 18 spy agencies did conclusively determine that it was not developed as a biological weapon. Experts warn that time is running out to gather evidence of its beginnings. China's foreign minister has dismissed the report as anti-science. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been forced to cancel an election rally after a crowd of angry protesters ambushed the event. The Canadian Prime Minister had been set to address supporters in Bolton, Ontario, but the event was called off over security concerns. Dozens of protesters gathered at the rally and shouted obscenities before Justin could speak. The Liberal Prime Minister is hoping to secure a majority in a snap general election he called earlier this month. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Balkishna Khad directs security mechanism for effective relief and rescue operations. Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says cabinet will get full safe soon, and US drone strike kills IS planner in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.